The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Skylar Ogden. Japanese cheesemakers are concerned about a massive EU-Japan trade deal that could bring an influx of new cheeses from Europe to the market. The deal will eliminate the 29.8% tariff currently imposed on imported cheese, increasing competition for local cheesemakers. Kazuhiko Oshiai is a local cheese producer.
It's hard for us to lower the price because it takes time and effort for small cheesemakers like us.
The trade deal creates a huge free trade area covering nearly one-third of global GDP and eliminates tariffs for everything from Japanese cars to French cheeses. The government has been quick to respond, as domestic farmers are a key political support group for Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. It has earmarked 15 billion yen in subsidies so far. In the meantime, individual farmers are doing what they can to stay competitive. Kazuhiko Oshiai.
One way for us to compete is to produce cheese with mild flavors, which more Japanese people would like.
Japanese consumption of cheese has been on the rise for several years, and there is plenty of room for growth. The per capita annual consumption of cheese is close to 3 kilograms in Japan, compared to around 27 kilograms in France and 25 kilograms in Germany. Two American economists, William Nordhaus and Paul Romer, were awarded the 2018 Nobel Prize in Economics this week. Mr. Nordhaus was recognized for developing an economic model that allows economists to consider the costs of climate change. And Mr. Romer was recognized for modeling methods on how market conditions can fuel technological innovations. Nobel Prize-winning economist Paul Romer.
I remember promising myself at the time, I'm never going to want to have the Nobel Prize because it can just tear you up. So what do? You face setbacks, you know, you can't get drawn into the rewards. You know, what you do is you commit to something that's larger than yourself. That's what helps you keep going.
Nordhaus and Romer's $1 million award came in the same week the United Nations released a new report in South Korea on climate change. The report says the world can expect serious changes to weather, sea levels, agriculture, and natural ecosystems, even with a modest climate change increase of 1.5 degrees Celsius. The awards were given by the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences and are regarded as one of the most prestigious recognitions for contributions in the field of economics. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.